Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We are so excited. We're going to have a part of our program coming up where Lance Wallnew and Rick Joyner are talking about what we do.
Yeah.
And that it's what we're doing and what others are doing around the nation, around the world, is so important for us to be able to do it.
Yeah.
And it's time just to, I mean, even you know, everything that used to have value, it seems it's lost its value because they just dirtied it up. I mean, even in regards to Hollywood and the Oscars, and you have somebody that was getting an Oscar that starts attacking our president, and just kind of all of a sudden it just kind of made it not look valuable anymore, and it just lost its value.
Yeah,
you can watch it in D.C. and we saw what happened, and it lost its value again. Then you look at media, and they openly were like slanted 100% and had an agenda, and they didn't even apologize for it. And then it just lost its value. And then we got a new president in, and he didn't even breathe before they started attacking him and the administration and just silly stuff type things that would happen in second grade. Then it lost its value. What God is doing, God, the seat of evil is coming down, and the seat of the righteous is rising. He told us this. We talked about this. He told me very specifically that was going to happen. But you, if you're a Christian, you have to participate in the process. You have to actually participate in the process and say, you know what? I'm not going to no longer just watch Christianity. I'm going to get involved. I'm going to be activated in what's going on. And one thing the Lord showed me is that when you have a leader that is our leader, whoever is our president, we need to honor. Like, we prayed for President Obama. For eight years.
Yes.
And the Lord showed us some strategies the enemy had against him. We prayed that would not happen, for protection over,
and God answered
over
our prayers.
Michelle, over Sasha Malia. But we got to pray also for President Trump and Melania and the family and the leadership that's going on. But in regard to that we have to actually not just watch. It's not television. Life's not television. It's one thing that Kellyanne Conway said at the CPAC conference, because a young person asked, like, what should we do? How can we get involved? And she says, look up from your phone and realize that's a communication device, but it's not really talking to folks. And so you got to begin to communicate. And we have to physically stand behind a president and a leader that's sitting here saying, listen, I want to be able to stand up for the church. I want to stand up for Israel. I want to stand up for the Constitution. I want to be able to protect every citizen's right in this country. I want to protect its borders. Why would you not stand up? Even if it was a Bonhoeffer-type country, like in Germany in the time of Hitler, you know, that he stood up in the middle of that. This is nothing. We have a leader that's saying, I'm for the church. God showed me very specifically that whoever the president would be before the president, that he would be a friend of the church. He would support what was going on. He showed me around October 3rd, 2016, that it would be Donald Trump. And then he showed me every detail that the people would get the White House back. And we're watching all these people, commoners, come into the White House and go into the Oval Office. And it's just like you're going to see a family member. Yeah. And it's back to the way it was originally.
Well, it seems like the last 8 years, the church has been so timid and held back in some of the things that have been involved.
It costs. It costs you your worldly friends who control you if you do something good. If you actually stand up for what you believe in, and you just in a loving way, people who
imagine that
people start hating on you. And Jesus said, people will hate you. You know, if they hated me, they'll hate you. He said, if this is how they treated the teacher, that their student can't be expected to be treated any better.
Right.
And so the thing is, this has nothing to do with politics. This is our president that we're about to show this weekly address. But understand, when you are on a football team and you are trying to score a touchdown, and the quarterback is working with you, you know, don't be complaining about the way things are going. Realize, just grab the ball and run for it.
Right.
And great things are happening. As a matter of fact, so he showed me, the Lord showed me specifically that we've got to pay attention. We have to support. As a matter of fact, we hear Lance Wallnew is talking about, you know, that what you're seeing on VFN TV and VFN Kingdom Business, that this is what we have to do. And you can do that, like I said earlier, by just standing with us, praying for us, partner with us, send a check, write a check, go online, give financially, stop giving to things like universities and give to the kingdom of God so things can advance. And we are going to stand up. We're watching things devalued that were in the world is losing its value, But it's time for the righteous to rise, righteous only because of what Jesus Christ did. Nobody in themselves are righteous. Mm-hmm. All of our righteousness is a filthy rags. But in regards to if God wants to be able to raise a standard and he wants to do it with you, let him raise the standard. That's what I'm saying. As a matter of fact, let's go right now. This is a weekly address from our president, President Donald Trump, from the White House.
My fellow Americans, as Black History Month 2017 comes to a close, I am very grateful for the many wonderful opportunities to honor African-American heroes, faith leaders, entrepreneurs, and the many others who changed the course of our nation. We are blessed by the lives and examples of those who have made this nation a beacon of freedom, talent, and unbreakable American spirit. This week, I had the privilege of visiting the National Museum of African-American History and Culture, right here in Washington, D.C. It's a new, beautiful Smithsonian Museum that serves as a shining example of African Americans' incredible contributions to our culture, our society, and our history. It also tells of the great struggle for freedom and equality that prevailed against the sins of slavery and the injustice of discrimination. The work and love of the people who helped create such a masterpiece is a testament to the legacy of so many leaders it honors. I left that museum confident that together, America can overcome any challenge. There's a great quote by Muhammad Ali in the museum. "I shook up the world," he said, and that is what he did. So did leaders like Sojourner Truth, Frederick Douglass, Booker T. Washington, Martin Luther King, and so many others. They shook up the world for the better because they inspired our nation to march towards justice and freedom for all. Today and every day, I pledge to continue that march so that every American, no matter his background, no matter her background, has the chance to climb that great ladder of success. It was very special to accompany Dr. Ben Carson and his family for the first time seeing the Carson exhibit. I am proud that soon he will serve in my cabinet as the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. HUD has a very, very powerful meaning, far beyond housing. It's about transforming our communities, about bringing back hope, and Ben will do a fantastic job. That's what I'm committed to doing also. I want every African-American child, family, and worker to have access to great schools, safe communities, and good-paying jobs. I want every disadvantaged child in America to have a choice about where they go to school, so important. I also want to honor and promote the achievements of historically Black colleges and universities throughout our nation. They do a fantastic job. They're not given the credit that they deserve, and they're going to start getting that credit. In order to help African Americans thrive, we are working very hard to make sure that every child can grow up in a safe community and have access to high-paying jobs. We've lost a lot of our best jobs to other countries, and this has hurt the African American community very badly. This week, I met with manufacturing CEOs. We're going to be working to bring back those jobs, and I mean really good-paying jobs. I'll be talking more about these issues in my joint session address to Congress and to all Americans next Tuesday evening. I hope you will be watching. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
We're so excited about all the, it's been like 30-something days, hadn't been 40 days yet, and our president is fulfilling his
working
promises.
Hard.
I heard a British Parliament member stand up, and he's talking to Parliament, mm-hmm. and he said that that this president, President Donald Trump, President of America, who's elected by the people, this is what he's saying, he'll be the only politician in the history of the world that has ever been given a hard time because he actually fulfilled his promises. Isn't that crazy? It is like, you know, that's why you want to stay tuned to VFN TV. You don't need it. I could save you money on your blood pressure medicine. I could save you. You could be so peaceful.
Yeah.
Do not turn on what you know is going to assault your spirit. You know, you're going to have people, if you go watch every single day to a news source that says that we're biased, that we're slanted, and we're not going to support what you support, and we're going to stress you out, and then we're going to put commercials on after we tell you the stuff that stresses you out, that helps for Lipitor, for blood pressure, for high cholesterol, for breathing, all these different things. It's like they just stressed you out, and then they sold you medication. Imagine this. Just don't watch it anymore. You don't have to, but we are committed, as long as the Lord allows us, and we've been here for years, to be able to give you a light perspective. There's this thing today that people think they need to know everything. Hmm. What you need to know is God.
That's right.
And then you need to hear a light perspective of what's going on and staying informed. And that's what we're doing at VFN TV. And also at VFNTV.com, we have it's so important. One of the particular discussions that took place about journalism, and that it's lost, it's losing money. You know, people quit watching their commercials and watching their programming, which means they're losing money.
It's credibility, isn't it?
Well, they're losing money, and they don't have reporters that they can just send out on things.
Yeah,
they only look at local reporters as somebody to get them a phone number or something of that nature, and so they have no DNA to their story. They haven't been telling a story over 2 or 3 years. They just kind of tell it off the top of their head.
So no historic.
Well, no sources. That's what our president was talking about. You need some sources. You know, for what you're doing. We have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of sources, and we've been sourcing it for you. So when you have a conversation about a particular topic, and when you go to The Torch, go to VFNTV.com and go to The Torch, you can search for any topic whatsoever. But everything we're saying, we're sourcing. So we may have 10 sources on there that you can speak with intelligence. You can share with your local local media, and you can share with your political leaders. You can share with your pastor and say, listen, this story, it's a DNA to it. It's been around for some time, and it has a lineage to it. And what happens, news unfolds over time, story, the reality. It takes time to unfold things. And so you need somebody who actually was concerned about it 2 years ago.
From the origin, right.
They're concerned about it now because all of a sudden their candidate's not in office somewhere.
Right.
And that's what we've been doing. You know, John, there is not a lonelier place than moving prophetically. Because when you're moving prophetically, prophetic is something that's not yet happening,
right,
that you're talking about, that nobody understands, and then you have to build this thing called the ark that there hasn't even been rain yet, and you're talking about rain. And it's a very, I mean, think about Noah when he was building this ark, that nobody, I mean, it had not rained at that point. There's no grid for it. And for, I don't know, wow, his sermon went on for over 100 years. Somebody says, you know, I've been working so hard. It's like, well, how long have you been working? Oh, you know, you got a little ways to go now, you know. I've been doing this for a long time. You hadn't even been alive for a long time.
Hello.
And so moving prophetically, but the Lord showed us early on that this is the direction things were going. We need to prepare for it. And we've been working nonstop for many years since the Malachi mandate and learning how to move and what God was going to do in an environment that people didn't have, a lot of people didn't have a clue that it was going to happen. And
didn't have grid for it, didn't have faith for it.
But the grid is being so laid out in a powerful way. And this is not a quality video, but this is, you know, who cares about the quality video when you're hearing some things taking place. And if you had never had a chance to go to a Morning Star in South Carolina,
Fort Mill,
South Carolina, it's a very encouraging place. It was the old, well, it was the former PTL club that was ran by
Jim Baker,
and the Lord touched Rick Joyner's heart and told him to come back and to renovate that and not let it go dark, you know, and he did. And he helped even restore Jim Baker to part of that. Understand?
It was Heritage USA.
Heritage USA. And it's exciting, you know, we help each other out like that. Well, this is coming straight from the former Heritage USA, Morningstar Ministries, and they're having a gathering right there, and they're just talking with their phone camera. You know, we're all getting used to this kind of stuff. But listen to what he says, because it's time for us to activate. We have to begin to activate. We're so used to right now just watching things.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to get involved. As a matter of fact, this is Lance Wallnew and Rick Joyner. Take a look.
Okay, we are live at the round table, and here is Lance Wallnow. We're going to do a co-rant. He's going to rant. He's got his going. I've got mine going. Lance, give us a rant.
All right,
this is a good one.
This is now. I'm with Rick Joyner. Just telling all my people right here. We're connecting up. It's like a Vulcan mind meld. My people and your people, Rick.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, man. I'm just like so stoked because Rick gets together these extraordinary people. We have a room full of powerful love.
There's Ramira. And
on television, or it's like paparazzi. So let me see who they would be. Like over there, for instance, they don't want anyone to know they're here. But I've been percolating with this idea that we have seen a historic move of God in the nation with the election. And now, true to what happens with the church, and Rick, you brought this up about what was this in Cuba? There was what had happened in the play. The church wasn't ready, but
that was in Katrina.
Katrina, okay,
yeah.
And so here there was devastation, but nobody had a plan. Christians didn't necessarily have a plan to help humanitarian, but nobody had a plan to rebuild the city. But who had a plan?
The casino owners. Yeah, and they beat us. They came with a plan. We didn't have one. The whole city now is built according to their plan.
So here's what's burning in my spirit. We need, and of course, right away, in a room like this, Rick, I'm jumping out of my skin because I'm hearing a lot of people say stuff that on one hand, it's anointed. On the other hand, I hear the datedness of how we think because we all go back to the old paradigm. There's this desperation to do something. First thing is everybody wants to move in love and be loving, but we're also discussing the fact that love has an edge to it. And sometimes love is controversial.
Yeah.
And being loving doesn't mean being liked. It might mean being true and having the power to create a controversy for the right reasons. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yeah.
So the other thing is everybody wants to get a hold of Trump and talk to Trump. Forget that. That guy's got more great ideas. He's surrounded with more good people. What he needs is an organized echo chamber. The body of Christ in America has got to become as muscular and as coherent in modeling answers to problems as the progressive left is. Don't you think we're crying out right now for organization more than anything?
Organization and a clear trumpet call. A clear trumpet call so that the people know why they're mobilizing, what they're to do when they mobilize. We need a plan.
We need a plan. And we also need to recognize from campuses to business to race relations, I believe God's raising up oracles. And Rick, the thing that I'm thinking is that we can catalyze before we leave this roundtable is individuals should be oracles in their sphere. They should know what giant they're after. You know, if you like a good military thing, if you're moving in all directions, you're not moving anywhere. Everyone here should know what sphere they're called to go into and how to articulate in a powerful and compelling way the truth that displaces the lie.
Amen.
If we can do that and mobilize a new generation of millennials and marketplace people to in movement locally and then network them nationally, Trump gets the one thing he doesn't have, an echo chamber. What Kellyanne Conway and Reince Priebus are saying behind the scenes is we need to see your support. We got in here. The left makes it sound like nobody voted for us. You guys have got to go from being polite conservatives that are disengaged to mobilized conservatives with activist views that you believe in.
Powerful word. Absolute powerful word.
So you're looking at it. Just this is what we've been working on for quite some time, and it's VFN Kingdom business. When you hear us talk about VFNKB.org, we're talking about, you know, the Lord told us, "Your kingdom come." Mm-hmm. That's what we're called to do. You know, we're called to pray and believe and walk out His kingdom being manifested here on the earth. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As a matter of fact, you're probably looking at right now, you know, the seven spheres. We talk about them all the time. We have, you know, the church or religious mountain. You have the family mountain, the education mountain, the business, arts and entertainment, government, media, and I think that's all of them.
It's right? All of them.
Every one of them. And it's like
education.
And we're focused on those things. You know, it's so exciting is what, you know, what Lance Wallner's talking about is that what God has had us put together, this is what we need to do. We're asking you, say, listen, it's time to join. It's time to be a part of what's going on. God has laid it out. He's shown us how it's going to happen. We're going to work together. We have a whole, what's called the Glory Zone on the Gulf Coast, but all over, you know, all the way. We give a big shout out to Missouri and all of our friends and listeners in Missouri and South Florida and all over the world, actually. But it's time you can join because we have everything available for you at vfnkb.org, and you become a VFN Kingdom Business Partner by partnering for $25 or more a month. And it's time to really think about, you know, what am I going to do? And you can begin to invest. Think about this. You can travel all the way to Tasmania, Australia, and you can talk to, big shout out to Tasmania, Australia, or, which is thousands of dollars and lots of learning and things,
sure.
Or you can say, you know what, I'm going to significantly invest $100 a month in VFN TV so that I can get there through VFN TV because we connect to Tasmania, Australia.
Absolutely.
And it's not this crazy stuff's going on. It's about what, you know, Lance Wallner's talking about, you know, being activated. When we're hearing the right thing come out of Washington, D.C., we don't sit silently and say nothing. We just say, amen.
And we have such a short, limited amount of time to do it.
Maybe 2 years. It could be 2 years.
That's it.
You know, it depends on how the elections go in 2 years. But we've got to begin to pray.
It's time.
And so it's time. Think about this. I believe that God has a plan for you, that plan for your business. If you're an educator, God has a plan for you. I believe that God can speak prophetically over your business. Mm. You can buy every billboard and sign and try to advertise your business, or God could tell you prophetically, put the billboard on this road for this time because I have a man who's going to come by there and he's going to want your product. God's into you. God is into business. He's the one that created these seven spheres, but we've given those over to the adversary. And so what we got to do is begin to go back and say, you know what? I want to be able to take these mountains for God. I want to have impact for God. And really, it's about having being close to those who are in leadership over that mountain. You don't have to be at the top of the mountain.
Sure.
You can be Daniel at the ear of the king, and God gives you the ability to interpret a dream.
Joseph.
You share a word, you know, in a boardroom, and the whole company shifts. And you find out more about that. It's VFN Kingdom Business. You know, and our vision statement, of course, is unity in the essentials, liberty in the non-essentials, and in all things, love. It's vfnkb.org. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. We thank you for a president that's making these decisions, Lord God, and a Congress that's supporting, Father God, and Lance Wallner and Rick Joyner and all the ones that are saying, let's wake up, church, and let's go. Lord, I pray that you would just wake up your bride, wake up the church, Lord, and that we would unite and realize that we can do media, we can do education, we can do arts and entertainment, we can do business. Lord, I just thank you right now. I just speak to that businessman that's watching right now, and that businesswoman, Father God, that begin to see their business differently and saying, God's with me in this business, and we're going to prosper in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion in this land, that you would send revival, send a third great awakening, I pray, in Jesus' name. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.